Welcome to Daily Scripture. Today's reading is Luke 24, and the complete chapter is included in this podcast. The episode notes include a link to Luke 24 in the same translation if you would like to read along. This episode is called The Risen Jesus Comes Near. We will locate the chapter in Luke's story, hear it in full, and then follow Jesus from bewilderment to worship and witness. Luke 23 ended with Jesus placed in a tomb before the Sabbath. Luke 24 begins very early on the first day of the week as women arrive with prepared spices. The chapter moves from the burial place toward Emmaus, then to a gathering in Jerusalem, and finally near Bethany. It closes Luke's gospel and prepares for the continuation in Acts, where the ascension and the promised Spirit are narrated again. Hear now the complete chapter, Luke 24, from the Berean Standard Bible.
On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women came to the tomb, bringing the spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were puzzling over this, suddenly two men in radiant apparel stood beside them. As the women bowed their faces to the ground in terror, the two men asked them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words, and when they returned from the tomb, they reported all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But their words seemed like nonsense to them, and they did not believe the women. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. And after bending down and seeing only the linen cloths, he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. That same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. And as they talked and deliberated, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing so intently as you walk along?" They stood still, with sadness on their faces. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in recent days?" "What things?" he asked. "The events involving Jesus of Nazareth," they answered. "This man was a prophet, powerful in speech and action before God and all the people. Our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to the sentence of death, and they crucified him. But we were hoping he was the one who would redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is the third day since these things took place. Furthermore, some of our women astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, but they did not find his body. They came and told us they had seen a vision of angels who said that Jesus was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had described, but him they did not see. Then Jesus said to them, 'O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and then to enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was written in all the scriptures about himself. As they approached the village where they were headed, he seemed to be going farther. But they pleaded with him, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. While he was reclining at the table with them, he took bread, spoke a blessing, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized Jesus, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us as he spoke with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?' And they got up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them, gathered together and saying, 'The Lord has indeed risen and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two told what had happened on the road and how they had recognized Jesus in the breaking of the bread. While they were describing these events, Jesus himself stood among them and said, 'Peace be with you.' But they were startled and frightened, thinking they had seen a spirit. 'Why are you troubled?' Jesus asked. 'And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have.' And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. While they were still in disbelief because of their joy and amazement, he asked them, 'Do you have anything here to eat?' So they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in front of them. Jesus said to them, 'These are the words I spoke to you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms.' Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he told them, 'This is what is written: The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and in his name repentance and forgiveness of sins will be proclaimed to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But remain in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. When Jesus had led them out as far as Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, praising God continually in the temple.
That was Luke 24. The women arrive prepared to care for a dead body. Instead, they find the stone moved and the body absent. The messengers do not describe the hidden moment of resurrection. They announce that Jesus is alive and turn the women back to what he had already said about suffering, crucifixion, and rising. Remembering his words changes their direction. They came carrying spices and leave carrying testimony. Luke names the women who report what happened, and he also preserves the apostles' refusal to believe them. Peter runs to the tomb and sees the linen cloths, but he still goes home wondering. The chapter does not shame bewildered people or pretend that evidence instantly becomes understanding. The risen Jesus himself will come near, open the scriptures, and make himself known. On the road to Emmaus, Jesus comes near before the travelers recognize him. They know many true details. Jesus was crucified, the tomb is empty, the women reported that he is alive. Yet their disappointed expectation reveals a story that no longer makes sense to them. Jesus does not erase the cross to restore their hope. He teaches that the Messiah's suffering came before glory and shows how the scriptures bear witness to him. Luke does not supply a list of proof texts, so we should not pretend that he did. The firm claim is larger. The cross and resurrection belong within God's scriptural purpose. Recognition is also given rather than achieved by analysis alone. Jesus opens the scriptures on the road, receives their hospitality, breaks bread at the table, and their eyes are opened. Luke does not explicitly call this meal the Lord's Supper. The secure point is that the same Jesus who taught them is alive and becomes known to them. Opened scripture and recognized presence send them back toward the gathered witnesses. Jesus stands among frightened followers and gives peace. He shows his hands and feet, invites touch, and eats fish while they watch. Luke's claim is bodily and personal. The risen one is not a ghost and not a replacement for the crucified Jesus. It is truly Jesus, alive beyond death. Then he enables them to grasp the scriptures. He gathers their witness around the gospel movement Luke has been narrating. The Messiah suffers, dies, is raised 3 days later, and sends the message of repentance and forgiveness to all nations. Repentance does not purchase mercy. The message begins with what God has accomplished in the suffering and risen Christ, then calls people to turn and receive forgiveness in his name. Even the commission arrives under grace. The Son sends witnesses, the Father has promised, and the Holy Spirit will give power. Christian witness does not begin with self-generated confidence. It begins with the peace of the risen Jesus and depends on God's promised help. Luke closes under Jesus' lifted hands. He leads the disciples near Bethany, blesses them, and departs. Ancient manuscripts differ over part of the wording in verse 51, while Acts clearly narrates the ascension. The secure final movement is blessing, departure, worship, joy, and promised continuation. The disciples return to Jerusalem as Jesus directed. Waiting is not abandonment. They remain under his favor and promise, praising God until the story continues. Luke 24 does not ask bewildered people to manufacture clarity, peace, or courage. Jesus comes near before they understand. He gives peace before he commissions. He promises power before they act. That order matters today. Receive what Christ has done before trying to prove what you can do. Bring one disappointed interpretation, hard conversation, or uncertain decision under his words. Then take one truthful next step without demanding that confidence originate in you. Witness, waiting, repentance, and obedience grow from grace already given. Lord Jesus, you are risen, present, and faithful to your word. Thank you for coming near to bewildered people, opening the scriptures, giving peace, and announcing forgiveness. Keep us under your blessing. Teach us to receive your mercy before we act, to wait for the Father's promise, and to depend on the Holy Spirit's power. Correct the stories we have formed without you. Make us truthful witnesses who neither hide the cross nor doubt the life you give. Turn disappointment toward worship, fear toward peace, and self-reliance toward trust. Amen. Today's scripture reading was from the Berean Standard Bible. The Berean Standard Bible text is dedicated to the public domain. A link to read Luke 24 in the same translation is included with this episode.